तेर भवति भारत अध्युत्थानम् अधर्मशम् तदात्मानम् सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय शम्भवामि युगे युगे शम्भवामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम 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 यज्ञे बलम् नास्तेव 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 गतिरं तथा
हरे कृष्ण गुड मॉर्निंग एंड वेलकम टू आवर वीकली कृष्ण कॉन्शियस रेडियो शो Wishing you a very happy and prosperous day. We invite you all to visit the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Coatesville Revived Highway, also known as Highway 28. The prayers there in the temple starts every morning from 4:30 with Mangal Aarti. Then there is Lord Singar Aarti at 7 o'clock and the darshan is closed from 1 to 4 p.m. after the midday Bhoga Aarti. The darshan then reopens at 4 p.m., followed by Sandhya Aarti at 7, and the temple closes for the day with the evening Aarti at 9 p.m. Every Sunday, there is a special public program called Sunday Love Feast, which starts with Kirt at 12 o'clock. The midday Aarti of their lordships is held at 12:30, and from 1 o'clock, there is a discourse based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, after which we practice Japa meditation for a while, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the program ends with a love feast at 2:30. All of you, along with your family and friends, please come along and visit their lordship, Sri Radha Giridhari, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and Gauri Nitai, and get their blessings by listening to their holy teachings and honoring Mahaprasad, and get yourself and your friends blessed. In the timeless epic of Ramayana, the characters are like precious gem, each one holding a unique lesson and significance. So today I'll speak about some of the characters and what we can learn from them. As we delve into their names and stories, we uncover a treasure trove of wisdom and insight. Just like the intricate facets of a sparkling gemstone, each character in Ramayana shines brightly with their virtues and flaws, guiding us on a journey of self-discovery and enlightenment. Join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Ramayana, where every character is a gem waiting to be discovered. Ramayana is a captivating epic filled with a multitude of characters, each possessing a unique significance and a hidden meaning behind their names. The essence of Ramayana lies in its main character, Ram, whose name itself holds the power to bring a smile to one's face. It is truly a delight to witness the joy that his name evokes in our own lives. We encounter individuals who instantly uplift our spirits and radiate positivity, much like the presence of Lord Ram. In the epic Ramayana, another intriguing character emerges as Ravana. The very sense of his name, Ravan, evokes a profound meaning. He is the embodiment of one who inflicts pain and tears upon others. We all encounter individuals in our lives who, with their mere presence, instigate a sense of sadness and a despair within us. For some, it may be their spouse, whose actions and words consistently bring about sorrow. For others, it could be their mother-in-law, whose mere presence casts a dark cloud over their happiness. Indeed, there exist numerous individuals who possess the power to evoke tears and melancholy in those unfortunate enough to cross their path. These individuals are the ravens in our lives. The one elicit profound unhappiness and distress. It is crucial to recognize that the tales of Rama and Ravana are not confined to the distant past. Rather, they continue to manifest in our present lives. Rama and Ravana exist not as mythical figures, but as tangible forces that shape our personal narratives. In the Ramayana, there is another character known as King Dasharatha. The name Dasharatha translates to "whose chariot can go in 10 directions," symbolizing his powerful and far-reaching influence. Additionally, Dasharatha also signifies someone who has mastery over their 10 senses, indicating a strong sense of self-control and discipline. So Dasharatha Maharaj embodies both physical and spiritual strength, which is with his name representing his ability to navigate through life with control and authority. Dasharatha resided in Ayodhya, a place free from conflict and quarrels. In Ayodhya, Ayodhya name itself means no fight, no quarrels, or no wars. In Ayodhya, where peace reigns, it is said that those whose minds are calm and senses are controlled will welcome divine beings in their lives. The 10 senses divided into 5 knowledge-seeking and 5 working senses play crucial roles in this belief. The knowledge-seeking senses are sight, smell, taste, hearing, and touch, while the working senses involve movements, understanding, speaking, reproducing, and excreting. It is believed that when one achieves a state of inner stillness, they would be blessed with the presence of God like Ram in their lives. For Dasharatha, the God himself had taken birth in his life. In the Ramayana, there is a character known as Dashanan, who is also referred to as Ravana. The name Dashanan translates to one with 10 heads, symbolizing Ravana's monstrous appearance. However, it also signifies a deeper meaning, that of someone whose 10 senses are out of control. This description paints a vivid picture of a character who is not only physically intimidating, but also struggles with inner turmoil and lack of self-discipline. Dasharatha resides in Lanka, a place known for its never-ending activities at night, similar to the sleepless modern fast-moving cities of our time. The first thing to depart from someone whose senses are out of control is the ability to make rational decisions. Every character in the Ramayana reflects aspects of our own lives. In the Ramayana, another intriguing character named Bali emerges, possessing a remarkable boon. This supernatural gift grants him the ability to drain half of his opponent's strength upon facing them, subsequently increasing his own power twofold. Bali's presence in the narrative serves as a profound parable for the various temptations that entice us in our own lives. Imagine, for instance, a delicious plate of gulab jamun being tauntingly presented before a diabetic patient. In this scenario, irresistible allure of the dessert weakens the patient's power of resistance, rendering them vulnerable, while simultaneously amplifying the potency of the gulab jamun twofold. Such temptations akin into Bali lurk in the corners of our existence, manifesting in different forms and challenging our resolves on a daily basis. In the enchanting story of Ramayana, we delve into the lives of Ram, Lakshman and Sita during their time in exile. One day, a magnificent golden deer appeared, captivating Sita with its beauty. Thus, the tale of marriage, the golden deer, serves as a poignant reminder that even the most alluring appearances can conceal treacherous intentions. It also showcases Ram's unwavering commitment to fulfill the desires of his loved ones, even in the face of grave danger. Intrigued by the allure of possessing a deer adorned with golden splendor, Sita, Ram's devoted wife, expressed her desire to have one. In response, Ram, Eva, the dutiful husband, reluctantly left the outside. With Ram's absence, the world seemed to lose its luster, and the pursuit of the golden deer consumed their thoughts. Valmiki, the esteemed author of Ramayana, bestowed the name Abhiram on the illustrious Swaran deer, also known as golden deer. This majestic creature, with its shimmering coat, captivated the hearts of all who saw it. The significance of Abhiram's name, Abhiram, became apparent. It alluded to the fact that when this enchanting deer entered one's life, the beloved figure of Ram, the noble character, would invariably depart. However, as fate would have it, they soon discovered that the golden deer was not a mere creature of the wild, but a malevolent demon in disguise. In a valiant display of bravery, Ram heroically vanquished the deceptive creature with a well-aimed arrow. In a moment of unimaginable anguish, as the arrow found its mark in Maris, the demon who had assumed the form of the golden deer, a haunting cry echoed through the forest. This cry, emanating in Ram's own voice, called out to Sita and Lakshman before Maris succumbed to his death. This cry of Sita and Lakshman in Ram's voice sent a shiver down Sita's spine. She instinctively knew that her beloved Ram was in distress. His voice was filled with a plea for help. Urgently, Sita turned to Lakshman, her eyes filled with worry, and pleaded with him to go in aid of their dear Ram. But instead of showing concern, a mischievous smile crept upon Lakshman's face, causing Sita's frustration to rise. Amid Sita's distress, Lakshman remained unwaveringly confident. He firmly believed that no harm could come to Ram. Despite witnessing the same scene, their perspectives were different vastly. Lakshman smiled because when we living entities get in distress, we call for God's help. And Lakshman is thinking, would the Lord be calling living entities for help when he gets in distress? That can't be possible. Confused by his laughter, Sita questioned him, unable to comprehend why he would find amusement in such a dire situation. As anxiety and fear consumed, her mind raced with thoughts of what could have happened to her beloved husband. Sita could not understand why Lakshman refused to go. In a fury, she uttered words that pierced Lakshman's heart, unintentionally causing him great pain. And yet, after 13 years of such devoted service, Sita's accusation deeply wounded Lakshman. She insinuated that he was waiting for an opportunity for Ram to be away from her so that he could take advantage of her. It was a shocking betrayal after all the time and sacrifices Lakshman had made for their family. The pain was unbearable for him. In response, Lakshman quietly declared to Sita that he was leaving, but he assured her that when he returned, he would no longer be there. With those words, he departed, leaving Sita speechless. With a heavy heart, he bid his farewell, not uttering another word before he embarked on his journey. In this way, with heavy hearts and shattered trust, Sita and Lakshman parted ways. Their destiny is forever altered. When Lakshman finally arrived at Ram's location in the dense forest, the sight of his brother's worried face filled him with mixed emotions. Ram wasted no time in questioning Lakshman's presence, his voice filled with a blend of anger and concern. "What on earth are you doing here? I specifically instructed you to stay in the ashram and protect Sita. Why did you abandon your duty and come here?" As they spoke, a lingering sense of unease hung in the air. For Sita had vanished without a trace. This story takes place during their 13th year of exile, a period in which Lakshman selflessly dedicated himself to save Ram and Sita. For 13 long years, he had forsaken the comforts of his palace, abandoned his wealth, and left behind his wife. Every day and night, without a moment's rest, Lakshman tirelessly protected and saved his brother and sister-in-law. When I say he did not sleep, it does not mean that he slept during the day and worked through the night. No, as people do in these days. No, Lakshman did not allow himself a single moment of slumber in 13 years, sacrificing his own rest for the well-being of his brother and sister-in-law. Despite giving his own comfort to save and protect Ram and Sita for 13 years, Lakshman's loyalty was called into question, leaving him feeling hurt and misunderstood. In that moment, anyone else might have been tempted to walk away in frustration, but Lakshman remained steadfast. Known for his fiery temper, it was no surprise that anger flared within him with Ram and Sita's accusations. Yet, despite his rage, Lakshman stayed by Ram's side, showing unwavering loyalties and determination. This moment serves as a powerful reminder that even the strongest of relationships can be shattered in an instant, highlighting the importance of understanding and communication in overcoming challenges in life. The gravity of this situation was not lost on Lakshman, as he pondered the irony of dedicating his very existence to safeguarding the two individuals, only to be confronted with doubts about his loyalty and competence. What would we have done if we were in Lakshman's situation? Frustration and anger that welled up within him threatened to consume his entire being. Yet, despite the torrent of emotions raging within him, Lakshman refused to abandon his service. His determination and loyalty burned brighter than ever before, compelling him to remain steadfast by Ram's side. How did he manage that? This incident, if closely examined, holds a profound lesson that transcends the boundaries of ancient literature. It sheds light on the fragile nature of human relationships capable of crumbling within mere seconds, despite years of unwavering commitment. It serves as a stark reminder that even the strongest bonds can be shattered by a single moment of doubt or mistrust. If you grasp the profoundness of what I am about to divulge, a transformative revelation capable of mending the shattered bonds of countless divorces, quarrels and disputes will be bestowed upon. One may ponder, do individuals engage in such bitter quarrels and relentless fights? The answer lies within the vast expanse of time encapsulated within a mere 30 seconds. It is within this short span that the power of words uttered with reckless abandon possesses the ability to ruthlessly sever the threads of friendship, relationship, dismantle the foundations of relationships and reduce one's strong alliance to mere fragments. Yes, it is in this fleeting moment, a mere half minute, that lives are forever altered and irreparable damage is inflicted. In the midst of the tense situation, Lakshman exhibited remarkable composure and wisdom, akin to hitting the pause button on the movie when interrupted. He questioned the validity of Sita's harsh words, realizing they stemmed from her deep concern for Ram. Similarly, when Ram criticized him harshly, Lakshman paused again to reflect on these decades of love and care his brother has showered upon him, choosing gratitude over anger. Despite the hurtful words thrown his way, Lakshman's ability to prioritize love and forgiveness over momentary anger showcased his immense strength of character. In the intricate tapestry of our relationship, a peculiar phenomenon often occurs. It is the one who holds the deepest love for us that can at times inflict the greatest harm upon us. In the face of such a perplexing situation, it becomes crucial for us to pause and reflect. Yes, they may be subjecting us to abuse now, but let us not forget the years of affection and tenderness they bestowed upon us. Should we allow one instant of abuse to overshadow the countless years of love and friendship? It is a question that often evades our thoughts as time passes by. However, in the story of Lakshman, we witness a remarkable display of gratitude and restraint amid anger. Though consumed by fury, he summoned the strength to control his emotions, all thanks to the deep sense of appreciation he held within. This seemingly small story from the epic Ramayana carries profound significance. It serves as a reminder that within each narrative lies an abundance of wisdom and lessons that can be applied to our own lives. These stories possess a transformative power, offering us the opportunity to practice, integrate their teachings into our daily existence. Lakshman's strength of character did not end there. When Ram, in fit of anger, called him useless and incapable, Lakshman once again hit the pause button within his soul. He questioned the validity of Ram's word, and this time the answer did not emanate from his heart. Instead, Ram's own concern for Sita became evident through the very words he uttered. In moments like this, when we are confronted with someone's vehement abuse and insults, it is not instinctual to retaliate with violence. Lakshman understood this profoundly. Instead, he paused, refusing to engage in a battle of words or actions. His anger, though simmering, was tamed by his ability to reflect and think beyond the immediate provocation. One may wonder how someone as fiery and passionate as Lakshman could bear such insults from the very individuals for whom he had sacrificed everything. Yet, Lakshman's reaction was not impulsive. He possessed the incredible ability to pause and contemplate. In that brief moment, a thought of gratitude and appreciation emerged within his mind. Sita had showered him with boundless love and care throughout their 25-year relationship. Could he let one slip of the tongue erase all those years of affection? Lakshman fought against the urge to succumb to resentment and instead clung to the memories of love and care that Sita had bestowed upon him. Even when Ram, his own brother, castigated him and belittled his ability, Lakshman resisted the temptation to react impulsively. The same thought of gratitude flooded his mind once again. For 40 long years, his brother had loved and supported him unconditionally. Should he allow one mistake, one moment of frustration, to overshadow their 4 decades of shared affection? Lakshman's inner strength allowed him to persevere through the pain, reminding him of the immense love and sacrifice his brother had shown him. Suddenly, from the depths of Lakshman's heart, a voice emerged, dispelling any doubt. It was not Sita's intent to insult, but rather her deep concern for Ram that found expression through those words. Lakshman's contemplation led him to a profound realization. Sita's worry for her beloved husband was driving force behind her seemingly harsh language. Lakshman's ability to pause, reflect, and nurture a sense of gratitude in the face of adversity is truly remarkable. It serves as a powerful lesson in emotional resilience and the strength of character.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dashratha Nandana
CAMA.NZ. The website has heaps of resources and information, and it looks great. Thanks to our friends at Meta Digital.
Punjabi meri jaan wargi, Punjabi meri pehchan wargi. Punjabi buzurg di dua wargi, Punjabi nire khuda wargi. Punjabi nanak di rabab wargi, Punjabi kore jabab wargi. Punjabi chamak de aftab wargi. ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੈਣਾ ਦੇ ਨੀਰ ਵਰਗੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਂ ਵਰਗੀ ਤੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਬੋਰਡ ਦੀ ਛਾਂ ਵਰਗੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਭੁਲਾਉਣਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਹੈ ਮਾਂ ਵਰਗੀ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਨੱਚਦਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਹਰ ਮੰਗਲਵਾਰ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਾਮ 3:15 ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 4:45 ਤੱਕ ਬਣੇ ਰਹੋ ਨੱਚਦਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੀ ਟੀਮ ਅਮਰੀਕ ਜੀ ਤੇ ਰੀਨਾ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਜੀ ਨੱਚਦਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ 104.6 ਪਲੈਨਟ FM ਤੇ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਸੁਣਨ ਲਈ www.planetaudio.org.nz/ਨੱਚਦਾ ਪੰਜਾਬ